Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Conley spins it. Williams kicks it for Noah. Open 16-footer. Joakim Noah from the right side with a sidewinder jumper. Knocks it down. Not many coaches will teach you that one, but Noah knocks it down. He's got four in his debut.
Did you expect 13 minutes?
I don't expect anything anymore. I don't expect anything. I've been in this league for a while now, and, you know, sometimes you kind of take it for granted because it's so many games. It just feels good, you know, just to be here, be in the locker room after a win and feel that kind of energy. You know, you realize that that's what it's all about.
Mulligan Hall, Chicago Sports Radio, 6-7 of the score. That's the voice of Joakim Noah. He is back in the league, and it's good to see. Want to thank everyone for calling and texting and emailing. And
most of all, thank you for listening.
Boy, do we appreciate that. Thank you, Dustin, for being Dustin, for having the opinions that are Dustanic.
You like it? You think Dustanic? Cleveland's cool?
Thanks to Kev Bo. Kevin, you got anything planned for later today? Maybe we'll do our podcast.
I think that's the idea, yeah. Screamer Howler on Twitter.
We had a bet yesterday on the outcome of the Man United-Arsenal match, and it ended in a draw. So I gave Kevin back the half point he had offered me. And thanks to Ray, too. For
the Hollywood as hell.
And it's time to welcome in Dan Bernstein and Connor McKnight.
Hey, guys.
Look at the proud, the Letterman's jacket is there.
David, yeah, put it back on.
That is a beautiful thing.
It fits in perfectly. How many people can say that?
Really?
Of their college?
Like a glove?
It looks like they just tailored it
throw
for
it out, put the thing
it's
on.
Very rare that you pull out the Letterman's jacket, but when your alma mater beats the alma mater
the
of
Final Four team,
your co-host and friend, you want to rub it in a little bit.
It does look in pretty pristine condition.
Yeah, the thing is, too, it's like...
I haven't worn it in a long time.
What year?
90.
Look at that. Yeah. Just look at how good that fits him. Perfectly. You might be thinner now than when you were playing safety.
Well, no, that's
I don't know about
that's
that.
That's pretty impressive.
Yeah. It's also just, I mean, even with the
it's comfortable.
With
it's
the cursive embroyery,
that's
too.
Old school.
That looks like 1950.
That
was old school.
Look at the bottom.
There on the bottom.
Look at the bottom. Look at the back. It runs across the back.
Yeah,
so if it didn't have that, you would think that thing could have been from 1952. That's got like Hickory High School.
Nothing if not trendy at Ball State. Stylish. Yeah, sure.
Yeah. Well, they were the big winner. I know you were watching, Dan.
I saw
you taunting on Twitter.
The last
everything 10. I take is a taunt.
I was enjoying watching the game. It was a nice little tactical battle at the end.
It was fun at the end.
It was. Do they have to run gassers like the Bulls?
Yes. Everyone has to run.
No, they ran out of players. The Bulls have everyone.
Hearing Joakim Noah's
that's
voice
not gonna work, is it?
Now with the Grizzlies made me wonder, how would he react to Jim Boylan?
His feet would hurt.
How would he react to 2.5 hour practice after a game and what's ahead for this team?
I always tell the story about a great, great fringe pro player named Tony Dawson, who was one of these guys that just, he had a couple shots in the NBA, made a lot of money overseas. He was a player at Florida State.
And they called him the Hawk.
Tony Awesome Dawson was his nickname. Guy was scoring 40 everywhere but the NBA. Just be a bad little tweener size guy, half brother of Jerry Stackhouse, actually. And the Rockford Lightning had just picked him up in a big trade, and our coach was angry at the team for loafing through a practice. And he gets to the end and he goes, "What we're going to do is we're going to run. If I can't get you to run when we're running plays, we're just going to run. So we're going to, everybody line up on the baseline." And Tony's over on the bench, takes his shoes off. "What are you doing? We need you to set an example. Why are you taking your shoes off?" And he looked up, and he very, very calmly, he goes, "Coach, it's going to rain in this month before I run." and there's just this standoff, and it's like you just traded for the guy, and you got these rookies like, "Oh my god, what did he just say?"
I wonder why he didn't advance out of the CBA.
And the next night he had 45 and 14. in a win.
Wow.
Yep.
Well, you wonder, there's part of me that really admires this guy who's coming in and insists on doing things his way. There's part of me that respects a coach that is wants to hold people accountable and is going to, you know, in his mind, provide some structure and discipline where it was lacking. But I don't know how realistic it is. I don't know how lasting it can be.
But it really does speak volumes about the fact that they're having training camp now that they've changed coaches.
It does. And thank goodness he has Bobby Portis back in practice. And thank God he has Chris Dunn back in practice, because you think of two guys who are seemingly willing to have that kind of compete.
Oh, Bobby will go hard in practice.
Yeah, no, those are guys that will go hard in practice.
Who's not going to? Who's the first guy to mutiny? If that's what we're talking about.
I think some of that, because truthfully, I think Jim Boylan, if he is an NBA head coach, he's going to learn pretty quickly that you can't do that every practice.
But don't you think he really knows that going in? Don't you think he's testing them?
I don't know. We'll find that out. What more worrisome, though, is his idea of slowing things down and making people defend for 24 seconds and decreasing the volume of shots and running an offense the way NBA teams are going. The league is going, and also, he wants to do it differently. So I think two things will be hand in hand. If they start running an offense that's from 1996 and they're running gassers in practice, I can name a handful of guys that are going to start to mutiny because they're not getting their shots.
Yeah, the only thing time you got to worry is if he hires Chili Davis.
This transition brought to you by Aloha Restoration. Get your home bone dry in no time. What do you think of all the rumors floating around our baseball teams, not the least of which is the White Sox apparently willing to trade Abreu finally?
Well, why wouldn't they?
Yeah, well, because he's such a great leader.
They probably should have done it a while ago when he was younger. Had more value.
I'm much more interested in the replacement you're going to get. Whether it's production-wise, position-wise, or otherwise, I still think there's every reason for them to be in on Bryce Harper.
Sure.
I still think there's every reason for them to be in any number of free agent markets. And with the Cardinals picking up Paul Goldschmidt yesterday, that's a team that now is poised to go ahead and sign
Bryce
Harper.
Rank the first baseman in the Cubs division in order.
It's Paul Goldschmidt.
No, second. It's Joey Votto.
Paul Goldschmidt's one. Joey Votto's two.
Joey Votto's better than Paul Goldschmidt.
Paul Goldschmidt's been the best F4 player over the last top three the last 6 years. I think you could make the argument that Paul Goldschmidt is better than Joey Votto.
No, you're wrong.
You could make the argument, but Anthony Rizzo is third, right?
Yes.
That infuriated people when
Why?
We talked about
that idea this morning when we asked that question.
No, he's a distant third.
Yeah, it's not even close.
He's a very good ball player. He's a distant third.
How good does this make the Cardinals?
Makes them good.
It makes them better, but they still have things they need to do. That's why they should be in the market for Bryce Harper. They still could probably use an arm or two, whether that's in the rotation or the bullpen. I mean, the fascinating thing is that they were able to trade for Goldschmidt three guys that weren't going to factor into the 2019 team. Luke Weaver had kind of petered off. You got a guy that's a top 100 prospect, I guess. I mean, they weren't going to use any of these guys because they're set with Molina until time ends, I guess. So they're good there. They don't need a catcher that might start in three
years.
How do
you have the discipline, if you're Theo Epstein, to sit back and say, I'm not going to respond to the Cardinals?
Because only we project the idea of response.
Well, that's it, isn't it?
Him. Yeah. I think they don't. That's not the way they look at it. He's looking at how can I win the World Series?
Yes.
How can I get my team to win the World Series? We impose all of that idea of responding
why we
from
would
the
do
outside.
That, right? I mean, it's a human nature to look at say, Cardinals
do
got
something.
Better.
Yeah.
Do something, Cubs. Come on,
general manage.
But the other question would be, you know, how would you go about doing something if you don't have the budget? So you're going to have to, presumably, if what we're hearing is
fair
accurate,
yeah,
that they're not allowed to spend the huge money again, then you would have to trade someone to get someone. You'd have to figure out what value you had and how you brought in the other salary and who ate what in the deal.
I think when you look at those things, each and every time you do, it boils down to the cheapest and maybe even best response to anything the Cardinals or Brewers or Reds do if they end up signing some pitching. It's get Schwarber, Almora, and Baez all to play at the level they're supposed to
Contreras.
Play. Contreras.
Ooh, that's an interesting
Bryant.
Question.
Bryant's getting all those
it's
guys.
It's okay to say that.
Well, you get Bryant healthy.
Okay.
I mean, that's
I'm only saying it's healthy.
The biggest offseason move could be trading for the 2016 version of Chris Bryant.
Yeah.
Getting that guy back.
But to answer
Sell
the question.
For any version of a healthy Chris Bryant.
Paul Goldschmidt is a beast. That is yes. that is a middle mm-hmm. of the order stud.
Yes.
And look what he does to John Lester and Jose Quintana.
He ruins them.
I think Steve Rosenblum had it in his piece in the Tribune today. It's cartoonish. What he
Goldie has been killing these Cubs.
Yeah, he eats their souls. I mean, it's real. It's not pretty. And his pure numbers against the Cubs. You know, we always make fun of this thing where we Cubs fans will feel like Jeff Blauser was this Cub killer. Remember, it's true with Goldschmidt.
Yeah, he's not a first baseman. He's a dementor.
His numbers are unbelievable. 353, 14 homers. Something like that.
And he had a terrible first month of the season.
Yeah.
An awful first month of the season where he didn't hit anything. So you think about what that production was the last five.
So did Anthony Rizzo.
How silly do I feel standing here talking in my college
jacket?
You look
great. No, David, you look 10 years younger. All right. But I'm just saying, I am heartily impressed. As a man who got
out of the roaring 20s.
His letterman jacket.
I'm sitting here having a conversation like I don't feel forced sitting here in my college letter jacket.
I didn't think he had to shove me in a locker earlier, though. That was
I hated they gave a phone booth we had to play.
Do you store it like a wedding dress? I mean, is there like a cold storage?
It's in a closet. It's under plastic.
He has one of those jersey things, only it's for a bigger coat, and he hangs it up at home.
The digital code to remove the glass. Look,
David's number four. He's the Harbaugh of.
I love Jim Harbaugh.
Wait, a safety number four?
Yeah, okay. I have a single digit. But I was a wide receiver at first. That's they gave me a single digit.
Indiana
yeah.
schoolboy legend wide receiver.
Yeah. You notice that somebody brought this up too. The Bears have a lot of wide receivers with numbers in the teens.
They do.
It's kind of odd, isn't it?
Yeah, I think it's a new thing. It used to be always 80 in the 80s.
Yeah, you had to be.
What was your high school number?
24.
Really? For a wide receiver?
Yeah.
You need an 8, pal. all right, what do you guys got?
Lots of football today. We've got Matt Miller. We've got Ian Rappaport at 10:40. He of all the information for the NFL Network, midday, midway at 11. DeMarco Farr, Rams radio analyst at 11:40.
He's outspoken.
Yes, he is. And Hub Arkish will take calls on the Bears and the NFL at noon. Other surprises and things. I don't know, do we have giveaways today, boys? I haven't seen somebody there. They run in with a sheet and they throw it at me.
I didn't bring my letter jacket.
They're not listening. Don't worry about it.
No. All right. Well, listen, we'd love to stay, but we got a panty raid we got to hit.
Have a good show.
End of story.
I see you soon, baby.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.